With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Tensions between U.S. and Iran continue to grow. Here's Lisa Dwyer.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt told reporters that talks with Iran are still planned after a U.S. Navy fighter jet shot down an Iranian drone that was approaching the U.S. aircraft carrier USS Abraham Lincoln in an aggressive manner in the Arabian Sea.
President Trump is always wanting to pursue diplomacy first.
The shoot down occurred within hours of Iranian forces harassing a U.S.-flagged and U.S.-crewed merchant vessel that was sailing in the Strait of Hormuz. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Trump has put his signature on a measure ending a brief government shutdown. Correspondent Ed Donahue has details.
The bill only covers 2 weeks of funding for the Department of Homeland Security. Texas Democrat Lizzie Fletcher says there should be a higher priority.
We don't have 2 weeks. When Americans are being killed, detained, harassed, and silenced by their government.
President Trump says he wants the debate to include getting rid of sanctuary cities.
I can't believe in Minnesota that they want to have murderers walking all over the streets. I just don't believe it.
Democrats want a code of conduct for federal agents, no masks, and a requirement officers show identification. Ed Donahue, Washington.
National Football League facing pressure to take a stance against the Trump administration's immigration policy. So far, the NFL making no comment. Texas collecting detailed data on pregnant inmates in county jails aiming to improve their care. The move follows reports of some mistreatment and also at least one death. Authorities say that was an inmate who died shortly after she gave birth. This is SRN News. Americans weigh in on heaven and hell.
The picture painted by the latest Pew Research Center poll is complicated. The survey reveals that 52% of adults believe in both heaven and hell. Another 14% of respondents think heaven exists, but they don't believe in hell. And a very small number, 3%, embrace the grim attitude that there is no heaven, but there is a hell. Pew reports that the remaining 28% of Americans don't believe in any kind of afterlife. Michael Harrington reporting.
A new campaign by Mexico City's Historic Center Trust is aiming to encourage all Mexicans to rediscover the religious and architectural heritage at the heart of the nation's capital. Now, this campaign highlights visits to more than 40 historic churches as part of 26 cultural initiatives being planned for this year. This is SRN News. Tough day on Wall Street. Correspondent Seth Sutel has more from New York.
Stocks closed lower on Wall Street. The S&P 500 fell 0.8% Tuesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gave back 166 points. That's about 0.3%. The NASDAQ Composite lost 1.4%. NVIDIA, Microsoft, and other big tech stocks fell. So did software companies that investors saw as potential losers to competitors powered by artificial intelligence. Most stocks in the S&P 500 rose, including Palantir Technologies, which reported a better profit than expected. Gold and silver prices bounced higher following their latest sell-off. Treasury yields eased in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
Disney naming Parks Chief Josh D'Amaro as the next CEO, succeeding Bob Iger. D'Amaro served as Disney Experience Chairman, spearheading efforts for the company's theme parks, cruises, and resorts. More details, srnnews.com.